the crayfish, the fossils say creation.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the contributing writers for Answers Magazine. Why is it, Ken, that when I go to almost all secular science museums, that many of the fossils I see look exactly like the creatures that are living today?
You're right. And let me give you an example of how blind the evolutionists can be to the obvious. Consider crayfish fossils. You know, their burrows have been found in rocks supposedly dated at 220 million years old. But when the evolutionary scientists looked at them, they were surprised to discover they were almost identical to modern crayfish. Now, there are two problems for evolutionists here. First, if the processes of evolution are still active, why is it that in the 220 million supposed years, the crayfish haven't changed much at all? And secondly, crayfish that die naturally don't automatically turn into fossils. They wouldn't be preserved unless some catastrophic burial occurs. So what is the truth about fossil crayfish? Well, the answer's in Genesis. They're the descendants of the original created crayfish of Genesis chapter 1 that were eventually buried by the flood of Genesis chapter 6. You see, the answer's simple, Mark, when you reject evolution and accept the Bible.
Come to think of it, why is there so much death and bloodshed in this world? Well, Christians have the answer. For some faith-building reading, go to our website, AnswersRadio.com, and find Ken Ham's free booklet on suffering and death. That's AnswersRadio.com.